Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Northern Cheyenne rancher Sterling Small's bulldogging event goes wrong.
So this last weekend, I left to White Swan, Washington, where I attended an Indian rodeo out there, and I did pretty well. I placed second in the short go, long go, and third in the average, although I did have a knee injury, which I think I will be required surgery on my knee. So I think my rodeo season is going to be done for maybe the whole year, at least the first part of it here.
Sterling's knee injury is serious. An MRI shows his MCL and part of another tendon torn. At 34, it's not impossible to come back from that kind of thing, but it does mean surgery, months of rehab, and potentially a lost rodeo season. It also means complications at home on his fledgling ranch, where he'd planned to build a corral this summer.
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to hire a lot more people. And then I can really play boss. I can sit back on my horse and just tell everybody else what to do. No, yeah, it's going to have some effect around the ranch and a lot of work that I have to do, but I think I'll get by. I'll manage.
An injury like Sterling's isn't completely unexpected. While steer wrestlers have a lower injury rate than bull or bronc riders, it's higher than the speed events like barrel racing or other sports, say, curling.
Hey, that's rodeo.
Steer wrestling wasn't historically part of ranch life. The event's said to have been devised by a Wild West show performer in the 1930s. It features a steer and a mounted cowboy or bulldogger who tries to catch up to the running steer, lean over the side of his galloping horse, and grab his horns. The bulldogger is then pulled off his horse by the slowing steer and plants his heels into the dirt, slowing the steer with muscle and metal. He then pulls the steer off balance, throwing him to the ground.
Well, I just, as usual, back in the box and nod for the steer. We come out, and I missed one right over the steer's horns. The steer then walked by me, so I grabbed his tail, and as he was running down the arena, I was running next to him, and the steer kind of turned funny. I stepped funny, and there went the knee. At the same time, I still got him down, got a time, and was able to take a second place out of that round.
Sterling's not had this particular injury before, but he's had plenty as a professional runner. His career before he came back to the ranch on the reservation some years ago. He's taking this one in stride, even trying to figure out how he can make it work for him.
It's an attitude that I've developed over probably 15 plus years of running track and field and being in professional sports. I know what injuries can do, and I also know how to get through them, get by them, get around them. And I've done it several times and still come to the top and a lot of times win. And it's just be a good chance for me to get some really good shape and take a little time off, but still be planning on making the Indian National Finals this fall. So I'm sitting by tour money one. I'm sitting number one in the tour in steer wrestling. So as the summer goes, so I've given myself a little bit of a lead there. That way I'll have a little time to heal up.
He's also planning to change his style, maybe develop one commensurate with his age.
A new style of steer wrestling I've been learning is landing on my butt a little bit before I land on my feet instead of coming off that horse with all the pressure down on my legs. If your butt can take some of that pressure, then it sure saves the knees. And
now his crop is planted and branding's finished. Sterling says he'll get on with the business of getting better.
Well, to be honest, I'm not perfect. I've had a few tears in my beers, just pure sadness and knowing that it's not going to be there like you want it to be. But I'm over that now. I'm ready to roll. It's just a chance for me to get in better shape, come back stronger, come back harder, better technique. And so when I get better, these guys are going to be, I don't know, might have to take all the money.
Next week, Sterling sees the doctor and, with the Indian National Finals in his sights, plots his comeback.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.